For decades, rates of teen smoking were on the decline. But in the last 10 years, there's been an explosion of new products for consuming tobacco products. Now, e-cigarettes and vaporizers flooded the market and ended up in the hands of many children before regulators could catch up. More than one in four Hawaii middle schoolers have tried one of these products, some of which contain as much nicotine as an entire pack of cigarettes. 80 students from six islands are rallying at the state capitol this afternoon in support of two measures that would further restrict the sale of e-cigs. HPR's Ryan Finnerty spoke with Trish Lachica from the Hawaii Public Health Institute about this growing problem.
So in Hawaii, we're experiencing a youth vaping epidemic. So this is a rise in e-cigarette use among our teenagers at the middle school and high school level. We're seeing that teenagers who are trying e-cigarettes, statewide it's at 42% for high schoolers and then 27% for middle school. Regular use, though, is 25% for high school and 16% for middle school. This is, you know, double, almost triple the mainland rates. But even at the national level, the Federal Food and Drug Administration, the CDC, they've been sounding the alarm as well on the vaping epidemic. They've just seen a surge in youth use where in 1 year's time, from 2017 to 2018, youth use of vaping has shot up by 78%. And so there's 1.5 million youth who are more youth who are vaping now than they were a year ago.
And Trish, do we know how that compares to adults? Are there similar trends for adult users of these products?
The adult vaping rate is 4.7%. And so it's a stark contrast to what we're seeing with the 25% of teenagers that are using e-cigarettes.
Is there any indication as to why youth are picking up this habit at such greater rates than adults are?
Yeah, I mean, if you really look at cigarette use, you know, cigarettes are not, they do not come in tasty and sweet-smelling flavors. Youth are not attracted to these products. And we've experienced, you know, at least in the last couple of decades, just all the progressive laws that have been passed around cigarettes, and we're lacking that. There's been a big gap with e-cigarettes for policies passed in the state. And that's what we're hoping to really do is be able to regulate them in the same way as these tobacco products, because vaping products are still, you know, tobacco products under state and federal law. They contain nicotine, which is derived from tobacco plants, but there's still no tobacco tax attached to these products. There's still no licensing or permitting component to be able to sell these products. And, you know, they're still able to sell them online and market them, you know, in a very attractive way.
Trish, I know that for decades, smoking rates had been declining, especially among youth. And do we have any idea what has led to the reversal of that trend?
Yeah, I mean, we think that it's no coincidence that the rise in youth use of vaping products has been in conjunction with the explosion of sweet candy-flavored tobacco products. And if you look at it, vaping was virtually non-existent a decade ago. We did not see this infiltrating our schools and our homes, and youth weren't picking up these products, you know, in the large numbers that they do now. But we see products that are available in flavors that seem like they belong in a candy store or an ice cream shop, right? You see peanut butter cup, cookies and cream, cotton candy, gummy bear, and there's over 15,500 flavors on the market right now, and that's crazy, and it still continues to grow. And when the tobacco industry claims that they're not targeting kids, you know, just look at all these flavors that are available. And you know, we believe that we should take action to start reversing this trend.
And how do the health effects compare to a traditional tobacco product like cigarettes or even chewing tobacco?
Because these products have not been available on the market for as long as cigarettes have, you know, they're still studying these products. The Food and Drug Administration in 2015 extended their authority to begin regulating vaping products as well. Those regulations at the federal level are now delayed, and they were going to look at the effects of these products. So none of these products have been approved for cessation, meaning, or safety, meaning, you know, the health claims that are being made by these products that are helping for people to quit, those have not been approved by the FDA. They still have yet to prove that. But in terms of health effects, there's certainly less toxicity in vaping products, but it doesn't make them harmless. There's still components in the e-juice that's not meant to be inhaled, that's not meant to be in the lungs, deposited in the lungs, that can affect, you know, there's health effects such as popcorn lung by certain flavors. But we're also now seeing studies that show that there's a higher risk for stroke, for asthma, and also for COPD when using these products long term.
And as I understand it, they actually have a higher concentration of nicotine than a traditional cigarette has, which is the addictive component of the product. Is that right?
Correct. So this is, if you look at the latest product, they're called Juul. So even kids have come up with the term juuling, which to them, a lot of them don't even think they're using an e-cigarette. They just refer to it as juuling. So Juul is a pod delivery system where a single pod, which is about the size of your thumb, contains as much nicotine as a pack of cigarettes. So that's 26. And anecdotally, we're hearing from our teenagers that they can consume as much as a pod and a half a day. And so you're really looking at the nicotine equivalent of, you know, 1 to 2 packs of cigarettes a day when using these products.
And so that being the case, what regulations or restrictions currently exist either at the federal or the state level to keep some of these products out of the hands of underage kids?
Right. So here in Hawaii, in 2015, the state did raise the age of sale of tobacco products, including electronic smoking devices or vaping products to 21. So you have to be 21 and over to be able to purchase these products. But there's still an online sales loophole that exists. And so what we're hearing is that, you know, the kids can purchase them online. They can easily bypass the age restriction window when they go to checkout. And in Hawaii, as I mentioned, there's currently no tobacco tax attached to vaping products. There's no marketing restrictions on them. Online sales is still allowed, and of course, flavors only apply to cigarettes. And so the two measures that our youth have been really advocating for is Senate Bill 1405, which would regulate vaping products in the same way as cigarettes and tobacco products, and then Senate Bill 1009, which would end the sale of candy-flavored tobacco products.
And what are the prospects for those bills during this year's legislative session?
Both bills will be heard in the Joint Committee, House Committee, Consumer Protection and Judiciary tomorrow. And then should they pass, they move on to its their final House Committee, which is Finance. And so both bills have passed one chamber and have crossed over, and it's, you know, on its way to the remaining committees. There's a lot of support. We have a lot of lawmakers who know that the issue is just, you know, big within their own school districts. They're hearing from their principals and the teachers. You know, the Department of Education has been testifying in strong support, and so it's really a big issue that's consuming not just our teachers, but our parents as well. They really need, we really need to start helping our kids and address this youth vaping epidemic.
That was Trish Lachica, Policy and Advocacy Director for the Public Health Institute of Hawaii. Today's rally at the Capitol is part of the nationwide Kick Butts Day. We'll have a link to those two bills on e-cig sales posted with this story at hawaiipublicradio.org.